Johnny Moses is a Samish-speaking storyteller raised in the remote Nunchanal village of Ohiat on the west coast of Vancouver Island, British Columbia. Today on Turtle Island Storytellers, he shares the story of Grandmother Cedar Tree.
The Grandmother Cedar Tree story will be told in the Samish language and English. This story originated among the Samish people. Then it traveled to Vancouver Island. As our stories travel with the women in our tribe, as they would marry into another tribe, they would carry the stories with them. And this is how this story was thought of, as a Cowichan story, but it is not a Cowichan story. It originates among our people in the Samish area. This is the Grandmother Cedar Tree story. Nistiel Kalemstin Sistit Knemthanids and Seatla. Long ago, there lived a very large Grandmother Cedar Tree. She was very tall and strong. And she was sad and lonely. She felt like she was drowning in her sorrow. The Creator felt her sorrow and told the south wind to carry a baby seed that was a little cedar tree and plant it next to her, the grandmother. As the seed was planted, Sitla, Grandma Cedar Tree, her tears of sorrow became tears of joy. She was not lonely anymore, and she called this baby seed, the little cedar tree, her Sh'atmal. Sh'atmal is the grandson. And there, as he grew fresh branches, new arms, and the animals loved to chew on the branches or brush against them. But she'd move her strong arms back and forth and scare the animals away. Then grandson felt so good he'd grow some more. Sometimes the north wind was so strong, and being that he was very young and thin, he felt like he would bend and break. But Sitla, grandmother, would put her strong arms around her grandson and protect him from the strong north wind. He'd grow some more. Sometimes the heat and sunlight was unbearable, felt like the sun was burning his skin. Sitla, grandmother, would put her arms over her grandson. And give her grandson shade. He'd feel so good, he'd grow some more. Now, the grandson became very tall and very strong. But sometimes he felt lonely and sad. So Sitla, she used her strong mind, and she sent her strong mind out to the forest land, and she called all the birds of many kinds to come and land on her strong arms, her branches, and sing for the grandson, and the songs carried his loneliness and sorrow away. Grandson felt so good, he grew some more. Many seasons passed, many years. Sitla, grandmother, became old and tired and weak. She said, I don't want to live anymore. I'm so tired of living. I feel so sick. Her grandson could feel his grandmother's loneliness and sorrow. And he said, "Grandmother, remember when the animals came to bother me, you moved your arms back and forth and scared them away? Grandmother, I have strong arms now. I will move my arms back and forth and scare the animals away. Grandmother, grandmother, when the north wind came, I was so thin, I felt like I would bend and break. Did you not put your arms around me and protect me? Grandmother, I have strong arms now. I will put them around you and protect you from the strong north wind." When the heat and the sunlight was unbearable, did you not put your arms over me and give me shade? Grandmother, I have strong arms now. I will put them over you and give you shade. Grandmother, when I was weak and lonely and sad, did you not feel my thoughts? And you sent your strong mind out to the forest land and you called the birds and they came and they sang for me and carried my loneliness and sorrow away? Grandmother, I have a strong mind now. I will send my strong mind out to the forest land and I will call the birds and they will come and they will land on my strong arms and they will sing for you and carry your loneliness and sorrow away. Grandmother, you took care of me. Now I will take care of you. And that is all.
Johnny Moses, whose traditional name is Westemene, walking medicine robe, carries the sacred breath, sacred life, medicine teachings, and healing ceremonies of his Northwest Coast people. You can learn more about him on his website at johnnymoses.com. Thanks for joining us today on Wisdom of the Elders. If you'd like to learn more about any of the stories or music you hear in our program, visit us on the web at wisdomoftheelders.org. Many years ago, at our yearly spiritual conference held at our family's land near Cortez, Colorado, an elder grandmother was teaching about songs and ceremony. A young woman asked her, "Auntie, why is it when Native people sing, do they sound like they're crying?" Grandma responded, "Because it's the universal language of all humankind. It's the first language that we speak when we're born onto this Mother Earth. And whoever hears this cry and comes to us and comforts us and feeds us, through this first cry, they begin to teach us about what it means to be a human being, about what it means to have a family, what it means to have relationships." Ah, yeah, oh, yeah. and she said you don't even need words to explain what it means. And through our songs and through our ceremonies, we reach out. We reach out to our family. We reach out to all creation to establish relationships, to establish love. Thanks for joining us. I'm Arlie Nesky. Hakoanet, till we meet again.
Wisdom of the Elders is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, and Spirit Mountain Community Fund, Grand Ronde, Oregon. Learn more about the people and music you hear on Wisdom of the Elders, purchase educational material, or make a contribution to fund programming on our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Discover the growing network of Indigenous oral historians, storytellers, and song carriers. Visit the Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. Executive producer of Wisdom of the Elders is Rose Hybear. Co-producers Clark Salisbury and William Ward. Script editor and director Larry Johnson. Writer Anne Morin. Our theme music is by music director Nico Wind. Website assistance from Clark Salisbury, Kara Briggs, and Rebecca Freeman. Educational materials by Larry McClure. Production assistance by Paul Woodsong, Dick Grover, Andrew Reeves, and Don Addison. Distribution manager Richard Fonseca. Legal advisor Judd Carasone. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications, American Indian Radio on Satellite, and Ten Wolves Productions.